Back in the early days, in the 60s, how did you, form just Jefferson Airplane with the other members of the band?
Well, I had been in folk groups before that and wanted to go electric, so I looked for, electric guitars and a drummer especially. And first the guitarist I saw who played the 12-string, which I thought I wanted to have in the band, was Paul at the Hootenanny.
Uh-huh.
And he got up to play, but then he took out his guitar and tuned it up and looked at the crowd and said, "I can't do this." And then he walked off.
Uh-huh.
And that made me laugh so much. I said, "That's the guy I want to work with right there." So I went backstage and told him, "Hey, man, I'd like to get together and try a few ideas out." You know? So he was the first guy I picked up.
Uh-huh.
And we got together, and about the first day we got together, down the stairs comes this guy with a guitar case in his hand and his chick on his arm, and it was Joe McCalkin, and I said, "Wow, man, who's that?" And Paul said, "Oh, that's Joe McCalkin. He teaches upstairs to a guy." And I said, "Wow, man." He said, "Yeah, he's a great guitar player." I said, "We should get him for our guitar band, you know?" And Paul said, "Oh, no, he's really good." I said, "Paul, that's what we want. We want really good, you know?"
Uh-huh.
So we got, begged and pleaded, went and got him a couple times, and, had to almost drag him to rehearsals sometimes. But, eventually got together and came along, and especially when all the bands started happening, he was our primo guitar player and a great one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so then Yeoman knew a guy he had played with in Washington who had changed from guitar to bass. And I was looking for a good bass player because I grew up around Frisco and the nightclubs, the Jazz Cats and all the great bass players. And when I was a kid, you got to go in these places. And kid, I was what, 18, 19 maybe.
Uh-huh.
But I knew great bass players, so we called up this guy, Jack, and woke him up and talked him into coming out, told him, "Oh, we're making so much money, we weren't making a penny." And and we said, "Oh, yeah, we got this and that and the other thing." And we didn't have a pot to pee in, actually. And he still agreed to fly out, so he flew out. And I had started this little club called The Matrix, and I was building it up to put this band on, And we were in the rehearsing, and he came in from the airport, Jack, and he had this handlebar mustache, like Wyatt Earp. He had his hair over one side like Hitler. He was wearing his penny shirts with, dippy buttons on, and khakis, and just, real Oklahoma guy or wherever he was from.
Right.
And so I said, "Well, you want to write the chords out?" He said, "Oh, no, I'll just follow." So we started to rehearse, and bam, man. I mean, he was this fantastic bass player. So, we got him to stay and be our bass player. And him and Yoma were friends,
uh-huh.
So that made it easy on him. And we had another level, to the band, because each guy was, could stand on his own,
Right.
Each guy was, could perform on his own, which was, what I was looking for, when I put it together.
Oh, Marty, when did Grace Slick join the band?
We had a girl singer, but she got pregnant, and she didn't want to tour. And we started to get offers, you know, to go play Chicago and a couple, you know, hippie venues. And the girl, her husband was an idiot anyway, and, you know, was a little jerk. So she didn't want to tour, so we needed to let her go. And we had a meeting to try to think of who could sing in her place, and there was Janis Joplin, but she had a blues sing, and pretty famous.
Right.
There was Lydia Pence. She was good, but she had a blues thing. She was pretty popular. And there was Grace, who had her own kind of thing, and she was popular, you know. So I can't imagine any of them, you know, wanting to sing with me. But Jack said, hey, I'll go ask her, you know. And he asked her that afternoon. And that evening, at our concert at Fillmore or Winterland, wherever, Grace was on stage with, you know, that was her first show. And she was right there, you know.
Great.
Yeah, it was great.